Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hello? Is this thing on? Welcome everybody. Sports with Lummy. Look at this. Production level is on. We have Tyler. He's sitting in. Tyler Clem. Lummy with Sports with a Tiz kicker. We got Blitz back there. He's changing up the video. Looks like we're just getting big time here now. Tizzy, how you doing, buddy?
Good. How are you?
Doing better. Excited? Game two.
Oh, yeah. I'm ready to go. I'm pumped up.
So you're going to try to get out there, right?
Yeah, Ace and I are going to the watch party outside tonight.
You a little nervous with the rain, or are you going to like fight through it and kind of just try to sit out there and get umbrellas? What are you going to do?
Oh, yeah, we got umbrellas. We're going no matter what.
Welcome, everybody. If you want to call in, 813-90-BUBBA, 813-90-BB. Oh, sorry. Wow. I'm a little nervous. I'm back behind Bubba's board, trying not to touch too many levels. 813-90-BUBBA. We're going to talk all sports. We're really going to touch on the end. I mean, what's the biggest thing? We don't talk basketball here. I got Tiz here. We are talking Stanley Cup. The Lightning are in it. They're right down the street from us. I'm going to the game tonight. Tiz is going to, you know, be watching it right outside the stadium. And what better than having a pro like you in here with me to talk Lightning hockey. Lightning and Canadian hockey. I mean, let's just be honest. It's more Lightning hockey. But, I mean, breaking news, Killorn's out. Did you see that coming?
Kind of. He blocked a shot the other night and kind of got him in the foot. Cooper said yesterday he didn't really know what was going on, so it's not really a surprise to see him out tonight. I think they're going to put Joseph in there, probably in the fourth line with Maroon and Colton. So I think we'll be okay, though. I think we'll be fine.
Like, you don't see that being, like, when, you know, Cooch is out. I mean, I know during the conference championship, when Cooch is out, I'm thinking it's a 50-50 shot we win. You don't think it's that big of a deal? It's not going to be a 1-2 goal game breaker right there if Killorn's out?
It's hard to say. I mean, he's a very good forward for us. He's very good on the PK and very good on the power play. He's very important to our team, don't get me wrong, but we're very deep in our lineup, and I think that you know, you throw Joseph in there, which I think he'll probably go, but you know, we got Stevens or Boulay, Jamel Smith. We got a couple guys that they can step up and play okay.
So, what's your take on game one? Now, you kind of you were there watching it outside. The atmosphere was pretty crazy. How many people do you say was outside the stadium game one? About 3,000-4,000 people?
Yeah, a couple thousand for sure.
Now, you stayed the whole time?
Oh, yeah, till the end.
Well, when we started, when the Lightning were up about, 3-1, 4-1, when the Canadians started taking those hacks at Cooch, What was the reaction from the fans, and what did you think? I mean, do you think, were you in agreement with me that it looks like the Canadians kind of were now just trying to injure us?
Yeah. I know when Shea Weber hit the back of Cooch's his leg right there towards the end of the game, on the TV broadcast, you couldn't really see it until he showed the replay. But, of course, nobody was happy about that, which they fined him $5,000, which, you know, that really won't do anything.
But yeah, $5,000. I mean,
that's nothing.
The Canadians
are going
to, if they take Killorn out, not Killorn, but they take Cooch out, down at Waters Ball, it's about 1,000 bits. If they take him out for game two, game three, or even, you know, for the series, I mean, the Canadians will pay him $5,000. I mean, I'm sure they'll pay $20,000.
Yeah.
I mean, he's such a big player for us that I feel like it's going to happen again tonight. And I feel like it's going to keep happening until, like, he leaves the game, kind of like they happened against the Islanders.
Yeah, I think if we get out to a 3-4 goal lead like we did the other night, I think they're going to be taking shots at us because, you know what? I mean, what's there to lose? You know, if somebody gets suspended or gets fined, you know, who cares? If that means taking out one of our best players, then hey, by all means, you know, why not go for it? Try it. But it's hard to say, you know. I think we need to be more in their face and more aggressive with how we play, because if they're going to mess with us, we need to fire right back at them.
Now, if you're Coop, though, let's say we're up 3-1 coming into third period. Are you sitting the Stars knowing that that's what the Canadians are going to do? They're just going to come out. They're going to give cheap shots, things like that. Or are you just going balls to the wall and just keep going with it?
I think if we're up 2 or 3 goals, I think you keep the Stars out there till maybe a couple minutes left in the game, because it's hockey, you know. You could score 3 goals in 4 minutes. You know, it's too risky to leave your best players on the bench for that long of a period. But I think if there's a 3-4 minutes left, then yeah, play the 3rd-4th line. But I wouldn't risk that.
Not sure 480 with 1,000 bits. That's one thing that always gets me, and your pops talked about it. It's that it's so hard in hockey compared to other sports. You know, at least with football, you know, you can call, an HB blast up the middle and just run 3 plays, punt it. Where in hockey, even if you put the 3rd-4th line in, that there's really nothing that you can, you know, do. I mean, those guys are still going to play. I mean, what are you going to do? Throw it down, get icy, and it's coming back. Like you said, at any point in time, it could be a 2-3 goal difference in the snap of a finger. And then next thing you know, you're putting your guys on that have been sitting on the ice. But then you're also looking, Redbeard 8982 with 100 bits, you're looking at that whole thing where are you willing to keep your 1-2 line out there a little bit longer and risk that injury?
I don't know. I think if the 4th line continues to play like they have been with, somebody's going to get moved up tonight, but with Colton and Maroon and whoever steps in, if they keep playing the way they have been, I wouldn't see why Cooper, you know, roll them out there, keep the 4th line out there for as many shifts as possible if, we're up a couple goals. Because, I mean, they've been playing good enough to where they can either keep the lead or even, you know, put 1 or 2 in the back of the net. So, I think one of the reasons why the Lightning are where they are right now is because their depth. You know, they have a lot of good forwards, and, you know, the defense is, it's good. They're very top heavy with McDonough and Hedman and Sergachev and, you know, Chernak and Ruda and Shannon, all these guys. They're not bad, but I think, you know, our top end is very good, and I think, you know, we just got to get out to a good lead, and I think we can hold on to it if we do that.
Now, what's your opinion? I've been hearing it, and I'm getting a little sick and tired of it. I know the Islander fans kind of brought it up, and now the Canadian fans are kind of doing it. It's the way hockey is. And, yes, we are very we're both Tampa fans, and we're in Tampa. So, yeah, we're going to be leaning more right now in the Lumbee Sports Show toward the Tampa Bay Lightning. But I'm getting a little sick and tired, and, you know, you tell me how you feel with everyone saying, like, oh, well, you guys are $18 million over the cap. Okay. I mean, that's hockey rules. I mean, $18 million over the cap right now, but, I mean, do you see that being a problem? Did you hear that a lot from the opposing fans, you know, between the Islanders when you were out there and even game one?
Yeah, you go on Twitter and Facebook and everybody's complaining, oh, we're $18 million over the cap. Yeah, they should win because they're so over the cap, which – Gary Bettman, the commissioner of the NHL, yesterday had a press conference, or 2 days ago, whatever day it was, Monday when game one was. Yeah, he said what the Lightning did, there's nothing wrong with it, and it complies by the rules. So the cap doesn't count in the playoffs. And we have Gabrick and Nielsen who are combined for over half of that, or at least right around half the cap, which, you know, they're not even playing. They won't ever play, so... I don't know. It's stupid because that's just an excuse that people use because they know that.
Well, I know
the Lightning are, you know, a good team.
I know too. Vote Stop and Go See for Barb Hunter and Four Bits. I do know that it was kind of a thing where they were like, "Oh, you guys kept Cooch out the whole year, and then you bring him back, and you kind of like saved on his salary." But I mean, he was hurt. I'm looking at, you know, the plan for next year. What, I mean, with being over the cap and having to do different things, if you were to have to kind of get rid of a couple of different guys, cut the cap down, if no one wanted to take a salary cap, you know, kind of, or salary friendly salary, whatever, like deal, what, who do you think on this year's team for next year is, you wouldn't mind letting go?
I'd say Tyler Johnson is definitely one that has to get shipped out somewhere.
Yeah, $5 million. Just, I mean, he's good. He's good, but it's a little much for $5 million.
Yeah, I mean, if he was $2.5-3 million, yeah, you'd keep him, but not $5 million like he is. Because I think you got to go Johnny. I think you got to go probably one of either Killorn, Yanni, or Palat, because they're right around, you know, $5-5.5 million. And out of those three, I would probably say Palat should go. And then you're going to have to move somebody else too, because if we're wanting to keep Barkley Goodrow and Blake Coleman, we're going to have to get rid of, you know, three or four guys. Because I'd say my guess would be that Goodrow and Coleman are going to probably go for $2.5-3 million, somewhere in there.
T-shirt, well, 500 bits. What's your take on, and I know he doesn't make much money, but the guy, he's my favorite player, Pat Maroon.
Oh, I love that guy.
I know he's old. He looks super slow when he's going out there. Do you think him being a free agent, is he a guy you bring back? You think they can, I mean, he's only making $900,000 right now. Or is he just too old?
Have to bring him back. Because if we win this year, he's, you know, three in a row. And he's exactly what we need on that fourth line. He doesn't play, you know, 20 minutes a game. You know, he plays probably 6 or 7, 8 minutes a game. And he's that guy that just doesn't give a crap. And he'll, you know, be right in your face all game long and telling you how much you suck. And that's exactly what you need come playoff time.
You always see, like, when he does the little chicken and all the
talk. He's hilarious.
I love how he just, you know, he gets everyone fired up. Because the knock on the Lightning for, you know, a couple years, even the years we weren't really, you know, I think we lost to the Blackhawks. We were getting knocked out. We didn't have that guy that anyone really feared. And I think maybe he's not really putting the fear in anybody, but people know that he'll go out and just fight.
Yeah, along with Shen, too, because he's another guy just like Maroon who's right in your face and will drop the gloves at any point.
You know what's weird is Yanni Gourde. You ever notice that he lays some hits in and he tries to start stuff, but no one ever wants to fight him? I mean, is there something in the league that that he's just Billy Badass? Because it seems like he always tries to start fights and people just back down. We don't want that. I mean, is he some crazy guy that there's some rumor behind it? Have you noticed that too, how he never gets into fights, but he seems like he's always up in the scruff?
Yeah, everybody goes after him because he's a good player. He's always flying around there, laying hits, and, you know, always aggressive. So, I mean, he's a little tough guy too, because if he does drop the gloves, I wouldn't be surprised if he knocks somebody out, because he's a tough little guy.
Well, I've seen him drop the gloves, and then people just kind of back away. Oh, he's from Canada. Okay.
Yep, Quebec.
Yeah. Because I was thinking maybe if he was, who was the Russian I was thinking of? Obviously, we have a couple different Russians. Was it
Sergachev?
Yeah, maybe it was Sergachev. But there's a couple guys that just, it looks like if you met him on the street, I feel like they just beat the crap out of you, and they're not that big. Like, yeah, Sergachev's only 6'2", 217, but I feel like he could whip some ass.
Also, Barkley Goodrow is another guy who will whip your ass, too.
Yeah. Iggy McGillicuddy with 100 bits, which, actually, we were talking before the show with Gallagher. Did you think that he was trying to flip him over? Like, Gallagher was trying to flip, we just said his name.
Sergachev.
Yeah, Sergachev. Do you think he was trying to flip him over, kind of get him on his back, and then just start pounding him?
I don't know.
As a young gun?
The funny thing I thought about that deal was Coleman got the penalty, and he just shoved Gallagher just barely at the beginning, and then him and Sergachev went after it, and Coleman got the penalty, which I thought was funny. But I don't know. It's hard to say. Gallagher, he's a little pest, because he's definitely the one who just, you know, pain in the butt, because he's always right there and always in your face and trying to.
He's that little gnat that just keeps coming around. Iggy McGillicuddy, 200 Redbeard, 8982, 200 bits. You know what, also, I started noticing that the Islanders weren't doing, and maybe it's just me, but it looked like the Canadians were trying to take off the helmets every time. But now, I don't know if it's something that they saw on tape or from the last game, but it looks like they're trying to just keep, not sure, 480, 100 bits, like take their helmets off. Now, do you think that's their way of trying to get their helmets off so they either have to come out, or if they get into a fight and if they drop the gloves, they don't have to worry about that helmet?
Possibly, because, you know, if your helmet comes off, you have to immediately get off the ice and go to the bench. So, it could work out. You know, it kind of is a smart thing to do, because, you know, if the guy's helmet's off, you have to, you know, skate off immediately. But
Because every fight that I saw with the Islanders and the Lightning, and everyone, Redbeard and 8982 with 100 bits, Iggy with 138. But I seen with the Islanders or the Panthers that they were just going, and then when they're punching, they're just punching in the head. You know what I mean? The helmet's still on. And then it just seemed like every little time that they scrapped, it was always them just trying to flip it off. Now, is that the Canadians just outsmarting the Lightning? Because it looked like to the second or third period, then the Lightning finally started stepping up and started trying to do the same thing. I mean, do you think they cracked down on that this game, or you think they're just going to keep doing the same thing?
And
we'll see more fights. Doug Brown, the Bubba Army, 500 bits, not sure, 480-139.
I think...
How many fights do you think you're going to be tonight?
Like, after the whistle fights, or like real fights?
Real fights. Because after the whistle fights, I'm sure we'll see one every single time.
I don't know. There'll probably be one or two. But I think, I don't know. I would say we need to worry about just playing the game the right way and not worrying about fighting. We need to worry about going up 2-0. And I can see the Canadians wanting, you know, to fight just to try to get in our heads, just to try to mess us up because they're down already in the series. But I don't know. I think we need to stick to our game plan and just play the game the right way and not worry about fighting and just worry about getting up 2-0.
Country Girl 92 with 100. Iggy McGillicuddy 700. 843. Bubba with 100. Country Girl 92 with 100. And I think they're just doing this to mess with us. Not sure, 480 with 100. They love dropping the little dollar bills, or they're just loving you, Tez, with all your hockey knowledge. Now, I mean, like, is hockey your favorite sport to watch?
Oh, yeah, by far.
What's your second? Is it football?
Probably, yeah, probably football.
So you're a Packer, right, with your dad? You're a Packer fan?
Yeah, Bucks Packers, fan? And I'm a Bucks fan as well.
We'll get off of hockey for a second here. What's your take on Aaron Rodgers? We hear what your dad thinks. Your dad's freaking out. He doesn't obviously want Aaron Rodgers gone. Jordan Love, I just don't see the Packers doing anything. Like, what's your take on the Aaron Rodgers saga?
I don't know. I mean, if I was in the Packers organization, I would do anything he asked for, because, I mean, Jordan Love, I don't think he's the next Aaron Rodgers. I mean, he hasn't played a game, really, but I don't think he's going to be like Aaron Rodgers is. But if I was the Packers, I would be doing anything I could to get him back. But I think... I mean, I kind of don't blame him, but I don't think he's handling this the correct way. I don't know. It's hard to say, though.
You think he's gonna sit out mandatory training camp, just take the fine, sit out, just keep going, just keep pushing it? Or you think he just puts the tail between his legs and says, "All right, let's get one more year done with the Packers"?
I think he'll hold out. He's already made such a strong case, and, you know, I've already, you know, done what he's done to kind of say, you know, hey, if you guys don't change this and that and all this stuff, I'm not coming back. So I can see him holding out for maybe this season and just, or, I mean, who knows? I mean, it's hard to say, because there hasn't really been, I don't know. It's just hard to say.
There's not a lot of news coming from Aaron Rodgers. You know, he kind of sits back. He puts these little, like, secret messages out there, and then I think he's tipping different people off. Redbeard 8982 with 100, not sure 480 with 171. Like all these insiders that say they're friends with Aaron Rodgers, they come out and they're like, oh, he still wants to be traded. Like a week goes by, you don't hear any Aaron Rodgers news, and then some guy that, you know, talks to him, it's, oh, he's still looking for that new team. Like, we got to keep it in the news. Like, we got to make sure that every week Aaron Rodgers is mentioned somehow. And that either, I've heard different people's take where that's him saying, I'm just making a point to the Packers organization that I want a better contract, better, you know, have control, or I'm definitely want to be out of here. And where do you think if Aaron Rodgers is not back as a Packer, where do you think he lands?
I know Denver has been a spot to where he could go. It's hard to say because, I mean, I'm sure any team would want Aaron Rodgers unless, you know, it's the Bucs where they have Brady or just Seattle with Russell Wilson. I think any team would want Aaron Rodgers with them. Maybe he goes home to California somewhere. I don't know. But I think if he's available, I say anybody could probably use him.
Redbeard 8982 with 200 bits. Now, you're also a Bucs fan. What's your win loss on the Bucs? I got 14-2 being realistic. You think they're going to go undefeated? You think they're going to lose a couple games?
Isn't it 17 games now this year?
Oh yeah, that's right. It's right. 15-2. Yeah,
you're there you right. go. That's a little bit better. I could see 13-4 somewhere in there. 14-3 somewhere in there. I think it was really important to get everybody back. I think Brady just continues to be that leader that he can be. I think, you know, there's no reason why we shouldn't be, you know, 13, 14 wins. I think we'll be fine.
So you think if Brady doesn't obviously go undefeated, he probably comes back. He probably plays, what, another year, 2 years? Now, people have said before that if Tom Brady comes back for a year or two, do you think Kyle Trask is that next guy? Like, have you watched any Florida Gator football?
No, actually, I cannot stand college football.
No, you can't?
I cannot watch college football. I could watch championship game, but that's really about it. I don't know why. It's just not interesting to me at all for some reason.
Super Fat Bubba Light, $25 cash. So you're not a college football? I mean, what just doesn't interest you about it? Just because it's totally different from NFL? Because a lot of people, they'll either like college football way more just because the offense is just wide open and it's a lot more scoring and there's not as much defense depending on the conference, or is it just because there's always so much turnover on every team?
I think it's the, you know, all, you're not playing, you know, you'll play some scrub school, you know, this week and then play a good team and then a scrub school the next week. So it's kind of the scheduling is kind of what I don't know, because you see like games that are like 52 to like four, or not four, but like 3, 6, 9, you know, something crazy like that. And I think it just gets boring when somebody just gets blown out every week.
Yeah, I mean, that's usually in the beginning of the year. And I know they're trying to get where a lot better teams are, like an Alabama, you know, Oklahoma are playing in week 1, week 2. Like, do those big games ever really interest you where you're kind of just going to watch it, or you're just done for college? Even if it's like a really good game, like a national championship game.
I'll watch a championship game, but that's usually about it. It's just too much to keep up with for me. I don't know. I'm just not really into it, but I watch a championship game, but that's really about it.
And you're a Rays fan, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Did you watch last night's game?
No, I haven't watched any baseball all year.
Oh, really?
No.
Oh, man.
You might not like me for this, but I like the Blue Jays too. Not like as a team, but I like a couple players that got on the Blue Jays.
Redbeard 8982, 200 bits. Country Girl 92, 300 bits. Is it Vlad Jr., Biggio, and Bichette's kids?
Yeah, I like the young kids on Blue Jays. They just, I don't know, they seem pretty cool.
Yeah, they seem exciting. They coming up in the minors. I mean, there's so much behind them, and Vlad Vlad Jr., he's going to be a beast.
Yeah. Well, and Bo played, you know, in St. Pete for high school, so.
What, he, Lakeland?
No,
not Lakeland. Played... where was it, Lakewood?
Lakewood, yeah.
Yeah, Lakewood?
Yep.
Yeah. He's, all those guys, and they have, I think they have Clemens also in the minors, too. It seems like the Blue Jays, what they decided to do was just go and recruit a bunch of, or draft a bunch of players that used to be former major leaguers. But listen, the Blue Jays are a scary team in the East. I think the Rays, they consistently do it. Are you going to go to a Rays game?
I would. I mean, I haven't really looked at any tickets or anything, but it probably wouldn't be a bad idea since, you know, I don't think they're too expensive there, are they?
No, they're not expensive at all. And yes, Bubba, I correct myself at Lakewood. It's
Lake, Lakewood.
In St. Pete, not Lakeland. Lake and Lakewood. Your dad wanted me to talk to you about racing. So are you watching NASCAR? Like, are you still big into watching racing as much as you are doing it?
Yeah, I'm not really. I mean, I keep up with NASCAR, but I don't watch the races every single week because it's just not as good as it once was.
Like, I've watched, you know, like, you've had some in-camera stuff and then, you know, the different things you put on. What's, like, what do you do, like, an hour before, you know, an hour and a half before kind of getting ready before your races? Is there anything that you do that just gets you in the zone?
No, nothing in particular. I don't know. I think of, I'm usually, I feel like I'm a better driver when I just go out there without even thinking about anything and just do it naturally. Like, I don't sit there, you know, and plan out every single thing or, you know, try to plan on every single lap, because if you do that, then you just get yourself screwed up because something could happen a different way. You know, a car could go high and when you thought they're going to go low, you know, so many different things can happen. But I think if I go out there and just not even worry about anybody else or worry about anything else on the racetrack and just do my own thing, and you know, I think, you know, I'm better when I do it that way and just, you know, do it naturally.
Now, when you're coming around, and I know I've never been to a dirt race, but when you're coming around that turn, like, what's the feeling? Are you just so used to it where you just have such control on it that you're just not, you know, you're just so in control of your back end, or are you just moving, you know, are you just moving your wheel so much to just keep it going when you're making that turn?
Like, yeah, I mean, like, when you turn into the corner, you know, you turn to the left and kind of whip it in there a little bit, but after that, you try to keep the car and keep the wheel as straight as possible. That way, you're not breaking your traction that week, and you know, have enough grip to leave the corner. But yeah, I'm so used to, you know, these race cars now, and just everything that I've been in, whether it's modified, sprint car, late model, that I think my experience is kind of helped me out, knowing, you know, what to do when, and, you know, and all that stuff with, because it's completely different when you're out there with, you know, 20 cars instead of by yourself.
Now, what's your favorite car to race?
Probably the sprint car, because it's just so different than anything you'll ever see. It's just completely different.
Like, what do you mean by, like, how is it so different?
Just the way they look, you know, the nose wing, the top wing, and, you know, the big tires on the car. It's just nothing that you could ever think is a real race car, because they're so different and they drive so differently with all the horsepower they got, and, you know, the small front tires and the, you know, the huge tires on the back. So it's just a rush to drive those things, because they have a lot of horsepower and, you know, they can haul butt.
Now, your dad's kind of talked about it with, like, you've done the Sebring on what is it, the race,
high racing, the simulator thing. Yeah.
Now, Does that make you nervous? I mean, obviously you've been racing since you were a little kid. Does that make you nervous at all? It just, since it's such a different, you know, it's not dirt, it's asphalt. It has, you know, a bunch of different turns. It's in a different kind of car. Now, does that make you nervous going out if you were to do it, or are you just so natural that you just jump in and just push it?
I think the iRacing simulator helps get you laps at a track that you don't go to every single week, or drive a race car that you can't drive, or, you know, it definitely helps you out, because, you know, like, before I go race this Saturday, I'll hop on the simulator and run, you know, 50-100 laps at a racetrack with a sprint car just to get that feeling, somewhat of a feeling. It's not the same, but get a little bit of that feeling back and kind of just make some laps and, you know, just get ready for, you know, the weekend. And it's, you know, a lot of the NASCAR guys have an iRacing simulator and, you know, they're on it a lot, and it definitely helps you out because it's basically the same thing, but you're just behind a TV.
So how long does that normally, like, how much you spend a day, would you say?
Well, there's the thing that I don't like about iRacing is just all the people on there that don't take it seriously like I do, and they just want to wreck you and just drive like an idiot, and you know, they don't care about anything. They're just there to have fun, and you know, if they wreck, they wreck. Who cares? But you know, somebody like me, who you know, I want to win every single time I'm out there. So, you know, you get some guy who doesn't know what he's doing, just screwing around, and it doesn't make it any fun because they're out there in the way, spinning out in front of you, hitting the wall, and it just gets frustrating after a little while. But I'm not on there a whole lot, probably like I should be. I probably should be on there more, but it just gets so frustrating to where like you just don't want to be on there because all the people just get really frustrating and aggravating on there.
So if you were to, like, you know, just sit there and concentrate, which kind of racing, like what form would you need to do now? I'm not big on obviously racing. Like if you were trying to take that next step, what car would you need to like kind of concentrate on to kind of take that next step up? You know, is it the, you know, late models? What is it?
I think it's the sprint car, right? Because that's what, you know, you look at Kyle Larson, Christopher Bell, that's kind of, you know, they just raced last night in a race in Pennsylvania. You know, sprint cars, I think it's the competition is sprint cars. You know, if you go out there and win, and, you know, everybody notices that because there's a lot of good drivers out there who's got good equipment that, you know, if you go out there and beat them, you know, hey, you know, you did something. Because that's, you know, some of the guys like Tony Stewart, you know, came from, you know, dirt track racing, sprint cars, midgets and all that, and made it to NASCAR. Same with Larson and Bell and all these guys who are there right now. I think more of, you know, sprint cars is kind of, if, you know, if you're looking to get into NASCAR or truck series or something like that, sprint cars are probably the way to go, or, you know, asphalt late models, because obviously it's NASCAR's asphalt and all that, but probably sprint cars or getting over to the asphalt side.
How does that make you feel? That's got to make you feel good. Like when you roll up, you know, obviously, you know, you just got your one car, you got your, you know, open trailer, you roll up, these guys got all this equipment, and you just go and you either win, you finish second, you finish third, and you know, you watch these guys get in the truck. I mean, how good does that make you feel? I mean, I know for me, I'd just be pretty much pounding my chest. Like, do you kind of look at him and you're like, yeah, buddy, just imagine if I had what you had, I'd be blowing you guys out of the water.
I don't know. I mean, I'm just thankful for what I got and where I'm at because, you know, we may not have, you know, the newest race car or the best motor out there, but Dad's given me a very good shot in racing, and he's done a lot for me that, you know, I don't think you really need the best of the best because it's, you could have the best car in the world, but if you can't drive, then you're not going to win. You're not going to do any good. So, you know, the modified I got is, you know, so 6-7 years old now. And, you know, I think it means more to be able to win and run better with less equipment and older stuff than it does, you know, to win and, you know, win every single week with the newest stuff out there, because you know, if you win with old stuff, it makes you feel like you accomplished something.
Is there a guy out there now that you race against that you've just been racing, like an older guy that you just have so much respect for, but you just kind of think he's a dick, you know? Like, I don't know, Bubba always names these guys, you know, Speedball Jimmy and, you know, all these weird names he comes up with. And he's like, he's been racing, you know, open modified for 20 years or whatever it is. I mean, are those guys out there and they give you the respect, but you're just kind of, you know, you look up to them, but you just know that you're just better than them?
No, I mean, there's nobody like that I don't like out there that I just can't stand. I mean, there's guys who I respect a lot and have a lot of respect for and appreciate all the stuff they've done for me. You know, like Brian Bernhard, he's one of the nicest guys out there. He's in January at the Nationals, I broke a dry shaft and he had one, a brand new one, carbon fiber, like $1,200. He's like, hey, yeah, just take it. I don't need it. Just use it. Get your stuff back together. And, you know, stuff like that, he, you know, it goes a long way. And, you know, you try to give back, but, you know, it's hard to because, you know, you don't have the greatest stuff out there and you don't have, you know, a hauler and, you know, all these spare parts like, you know, everybody else has got. But, no, there's not really. There's nobody that I can't stand that I, you know, I don't, you know, people can get aggravating and, you know, you may not like the way they drive or, you know, they might do stupid stuff on the track, but there's nobody I hate. I respect everybody out there because I know how hard it is and I know what it takes to be able to do it.
Now, the Baja race is going on right now. Have you ever kind of looked into that? Like, not doing it, but you know what I'm talking about, the Baja race over in Ensenada with the trucks?
Like?
The Baja 500 or whatever it is. They do, like, a 2-3 week kind of thing.
Like, where they're out in the mud racing trucks?
Yeah.
I mean, I've seen it before, but I've never really.
Would you want to do something like, I mean, that was that, does that interest you? Where you kind of go and you got to, like, just go, I think it's, like, 50, 60 miles and you got to go through the desert and stuff like that. Is that something, or do you just like kind of, you know, just the standard racing?
I mean, I would give it a shot. I mean, why not? I would need some practice obviously, cause I wouldn't know what I'm doing, but yeah, I mean, I'll be up for it.
Yeah. Cause I know the one guy died with a heart attack, but I was over in Ensenada like 5-6 years ago, and those guys, I mean, they have like a, you know, a huge crew. They take two drivers. They got to switch off because it's so hot in the desert. And I know it's probably different driving, you know, in the mountains and the different rocks. So I didn't know if it's something that, you know, just you as a driver would just be something interest you to where you're just like, yeah, you know, like how I guess, you know, Tony and all the different Larson, they all can just jump into different cars and kind of just, you know, figure it out and do it, and it gives them that excitement level.
Yeah, I mean, I've never really even watched a race, but I mean, I know what it is, but I've never really watched it or, but yeah, I mean, it'd be something cool just to try out, you know, maybe a time or two. I mean, I wouldn't mind doing it, you know, giving it a shot, but, I'm pretty happy where I'm at with, you know, the sprint car, the modified and all that stuff. And, just thankful to be here because it takes so much and my dad has done a lot for me. And, you know, it just sucks that the way the sport is now that it's not what it used to be. So, I don't know. I'm just, cause I wish I could have the shot like Larson has and all these guys got. Cause I think if I had that shot, then I think, you know, some good stuff could happen for me, but you know, it's whatever.
When's your next race?
Saturday. We race in, by Okeechobee down south a little bit.
How much rain has got to like kind of come down? Like, you know, like say yesterday's rain where it rained all day. Do they do a good enough job for like today? They could just get it smoothed out, or do you know you're not even heading down there if it just keeps raining this way?
Well, I kind of have to go down there. I'm leading the points in it, so if you know if I don't go, then we're screwed with the points. So I think I have to go down there no matter what, even if it does rain. Because last time we went there, like a month ago, it rained for like half an hour, and then they rained it out. And so, I mean,
so you got to drive down there no matter what,
basically, unless they call it like that morning or the day before. But you basically have to go down there because I can't miss a race since I'm leading the points, and you know the goal is to win the championship. Yeah. So you know you can't miss it. So. You kind of have to go no matter what, even if it is going to pour.
Jeez, that sucks. That's a drive, too.
It's about 2.5 hours, so it's definitely a long haul.
Yeah, your dad won't be in a good mood Monday if that happens. Sure. Drive down there.
Be aware.
There. Yeah, just let's cross our fingers that the rain dries up. You guys can race, and you win, at least, because yeah. Monday will not be – or, I'm sorry, I guess we're off, so Tuesday, but still – spending all that time driving down, that would really suck.
Yeah. Well, it happened last time, so hopefully it doesn't happen again.
Yeah, exactly. So what do you got this series in hockey right now? I got it going 4-1 What do you have it?
Yeah, I agree with that. I think we take it in five. I say we lose one of the games up north in Montreal, but I think we should take it in five, if not six.
Now, were you looking forward to playing the Canadiens? Because I always feel like Vegas had a better matchup. They could give us a little bit more problems.
Yeah, I agree. I think Montreal suits us better. And the thing, because everybody, you know, when Montreal beat Toronto, then Winnipeg, and then Vegas, everybody was like, oh my God, you know, the underdog, this and that. And I'm like, well, yeah, they're a good team. They got Carey Price, who's, you know, top three goalie in the league, but they don't have as many superstars as we do. They don't have, you know, Kucherov, Stamkos, Point, Hedman, all these guys. And I think they're just going to get overmatched by the Lightning, because I think, you know, they got a couple young guys, you know, who are good, but I think it's going to be hard to beat the Lightning with the roster that they have.
Now, you showed me a video of yourself. You get pretty animated when you're out there.
I take hockey very seriously.
I could see.
Ask my girlfriend, she'll tell you.
I mean, you don't get in kind of anyone's face, though, do you?
No, I'm not that kind of guy. I mean, I'll scream when they score and get up and.
You do a little high five, do a little running around, feeling good.
Yeah, I mean, a little bit, something like that.
Now, did you see the guy with the, how close were you to the guy with the Lightning belt?
Oh, yeah, he was right in front of us. Not right in front of us, but he was right by us outside there. He's always running around with that belt and showing it off to the camera and everything.
Because I saw that guy, and I was trying to see where you guys were, but then you said how early you guys got there, so I kind of figured we might have seen you on TV, but...
Yeah, we were, like, right up front, because we got there at, like, 5:30, 6 o'clock, a couple hours before puck drop, so we definitely had a good seat. We were, like, one of the first ones there.
Now, I'm going to jump back and forth. The Rogers-Tom Brady, the golf tournament, because I had that to talk about with Rhett, too, but... Are you interested in watching that, the Tom Brady versus Aaron Rodgers?
Yeah,
golf,
I mean, I
for a little trash talking there.
Yeah,
have you golfed at all? Do you golf? Because I know your was it your uncle,
grandpa?
Well, yeah, your grandpa, but
and uncle, yeah,
yeah,
Tark, yeah, he golfed. They're big golfers, but I've golfed before. I mean, we went to Top Golf Sunday for a little birthday party.
How was that?
It was good. Top Golf is a really cool place, but. I'm not the best golfer. I can only hit a 7-iron.
So that's it? Oh, is it because of the, like, the length message you have? Do you hit the ground first?
Actually, I think the length has something to do with it, but on the top of the club, like, I had a driver one time, and I was just hitting balls, and I literally dented the top of the club because I was, like, twisting it. And I shove him. Yeah, I.
So when you come back, you twist your, yeah. You kind of twist your wrist like this.
Yep.
And then, because you're grabbing it so hard.
Yeah.
And then when you come forward,
I hit the ball with the top of the club, and it dents the club. And yeah. I'm like, I'm not, you know, screw it. I'll just hit it with an iron.
Yeah, that's exactly. I have a golf ball dent on the top because when I come back, sometimes I twist, and when I come forward, your head of your club comes down, and it just doesn't work.
Yep.
You gotta stay up on it. That Top Golf thing is it's pretty fun though.
It's really cool. It's all the targets they got out there, and it's a fun time for sure.
Man, I've seen some guys on TikTok and Instagram and all that kind of stuff where those guys just go out there with theirs and they just bomb it. They bomb it almost over the damn net.
Oh yeah, I saw a video a long time ago of Mike Trout hitting a golf ball there, and it, like, hit the back of the net, like, almost went over.
Yeah, baseball players somehow just have it down.
Yeah, oh, yeah, they're...
Especially Mike Trout.
Studs.
Yeah, those four. Like, yeah, that guy is a stud right there. That is one guy that I'd like to hang out with. Him and Pat Maroon.
Yeah.
I was kind of just going through some of the NFL stuff. I was going to get your take. I talk about him. I hate him. I hated him when he was with the Bucks. How do you think Jameis will do for the Saints?
I don't know. It's hard to say.
Do you watch those videos of him dodging, like, punching bags.
Yeah, with his trainer the other day.
Yeah, I mean, come on, that's not going to do anything. I mean, how many NFL how many defensive linemen are going to come and start just smacking your head or coming at you? I mean, they're just going to put it into your thigh. I mean, did you like him when he was here with the Bucs?
He was, I don't know, he was okay. I think when Fitz was here, he had, you know, that three or four games where he was lighting it up. I liked Fitz, but I don't know. If Jameis was, he was good at times, but then, you know, the one drive he'll throw a touchdown and look like Aaron Rodgers, but the next drive he'll look like Johnny Manziel.
Yeah, Johnny Manziel. I mean, well, now he's got LASIK now, even though supposedly he had LASIK 2 years ago. I didn't like him even from the first year. He has a big arm, but I feel like his decision-making is horrible.
Yeah, I think that's the biggest issue.
And I'm happy that he's there with the Saints. And, I mean, I'm not sold on his backup. I think the Saints are going to be down. I think the Falcons are going to be down. Carolina, I'm a little nervous about. But I think they're going to give us trouble in about 2 years for the Bucs.
Yeah, I don't think Carolina is quite there yet.
Their defense is good.
Yeah, I think the offense and the quarterback is kind of the issue with them.
I would have kept Bridgewater. I liked Bridgewater. Him to Robbie Anderson. I feel like that was making a little connection. They were out with without McCaffrey.
Yep.
And I think if they had McCaffrey the whole year, I think they might have even started sniffing for a wild card. I think they gave up on that one too quick. But I think that's the team right now. I think the Saints are going to definitely drop off.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. They won't be. I don't think they'll be very good this year.
Who's your surprise team in the NFL? I got the Dolphins.
You think so?
Yeah. I think the Dolphins are going to. I think even if the quarterback play is not as good as Fitzpatrick would lead them, I think that they are going to compete with the Bills.
I don't know. Would the Rams be a surprise to you?
Yeah. Yeah.
You think
I mean, they're coming out saying Stafford is just a stud. I mean, if that's the case, how bad does the Lions look? But, I mean, it's Detroit. It's the Lions.
Yeah, so, well, that's true.
I mean, does it look like pretty much Detroit just gave up on them? I mean, they got Jared Goff. I don't really see Detroit doing much. Matt Stafford, if he could do it pretty much with the Rams, they that could be a surprise. I think the 49ers are another team. I think that NFC West team, or the NFC West division, there's a lot of teams in there that I feel like are just the Cardinals, the 49ers, the Rams, and the Seahawks.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a hell of a division right there. That might be one of the best divisions all around in the NFL.
I think so. I mean, because the Seahawks, you know, the Seahawks are good. And I think the Rams and the 49ers are going to have a turnaround year this year and be better.
Well, I think even if those teams go 8-8, like any of them, or sorry, it's, I know it's 7. Sorry, I'm so used
nine
to the 16.
Seven,
yeah.
Nine
so,
and eight.
Yeah. So if they go, you know, 8-9, you know, 9-8, you know, right around there, I think if they can sneak into the playoffs just because they have to play so many games in that division, that they're going to be better than the NFC North teams that
yeah,
get in.
I mean, possibly.
I mean, the Bears aren't really showing me much if they're even up there. I mean, you're relying on Andy Dalton. The Redskins, I mean, you got Fitzpatrick, so you can always just, you know that the Washington football team. Yeah, I know. Once again, it's all these different things. But Fitzpatrick, I think, is definitely going to lead. The Giants are going to be really nothing. And then you got the Cowboys and see if they can pounce back. But I think you still are looking at the NFC West, looking probably playing the Bucks. I see one of those teams playing the Bucks in the NFC Championship game.
You think so?
I think so. And just like the AFC, I think it's going to be the Bills versus the Chiefs. I think it's going to be that for the AFC Championship to get to the Super Bowl.
About the Ravens, I think.
I don't think the Ravens are going to be. I don't think they're going to be that good. I think Lamar Jackson's going to be too distracted with his contract. I mean, I know his mom's, you know, his agent and everything, but I think that he's gonna want that long term deal. And if they don't get it done before, I don't think they're gonna do much. I think them getting rid of their starting left tackle, I just don't see the Ravens being there. And look, I could be wrong, Lent, but look, the Ravens, where were they last year? I mean, they didn't play well, so, you know, I still think that the Bucs, I think the Bucs repeat. I mean, do you think the Bucs repeat too?
They have a good shot at it. I mean, I wouldn't see why they couldn't, because the same team again, so I would say that they're probably the favorites.
Yeah, I believe it's them and the Chiefs. I mean, I'm surprised too. The Packers are the favorite in the NFC North, but I think that's only because of
Rodgers.
Yeah, and they're not sure, but I think if that happens, they just drop way down. But you know, we'll see. We'll see. But is it raining outside still? I'm
probably
just wondering about that damn hockey game.
Oh, I know.
So you're going to park, what, at the Diaco's and have to walk all the way over there?
I don't know. We got to see.
Because
it depends what time we get there.
What time you plan on getting down there? Because what time you guys showed up at, what, 5:30 last time?
Yeah, about 5:30, 6 o'clock.
And you still said it was a real bitch to get into the game and park and everything?
That wasn't too bad. I was just more surprised about the parking, the pricing.
Oh, yeah. You said it was $60?
$65 to park in the green lot or the teal lot, whatever it is right there.
That's
across the street.
Yeah, that's, I mean, $65.
That's insane.
And then I guess, I mean, even if you did the scooters, you guys are saying that the scooters were like $20.
Yeah, when we were there last time or the time before, we hopped on the scooter and it said like $20 to even ride it. And then whatever it costs you after that. So I'm like, well, screw that.
I wonder if they're making you do a deposit now, because I have a feeling that there's a lot of people just taking them or throwing them into the water. There was a big problem with those. When I was picking them up back in the day, I'd be looking for them driving around, and they have a little GPS, and it would kind of show like where the GPS is, and it'd be over the wall, but it'd be on the rocks, like in the water. Like people would just take them and sling them over, or take them and sling them over like a fence and just get rid of them, because a lot of people don't like those scooters downtown. You know, people like the Diacos. They don't like them parking all over the sidewalks and different things like that. Do you like those things?
I've only been on them like once or twice, and it was in Indiana when we were up there for a racing convention. But
oh, they have them up there?
Yeah, when it was snowing, and me and my buddy and my dad were on them, and I busted my ass one time. I was going on ice and I hit the brakes. I locked the wheels up and just flew off it. But they're fun. They're a cool little thing to have.
Well, look, we have a phone call. 703. Oh man, I thought we could take our first phone call.
Oh man.
Hello?
No.
Oh. Looks like that's no go. Usually we get one or two. I was expecting Little Purple Jersey to call in, because I was hating on such of the Ravens. There's so many people that, you know, they'll sit and chat and just call you a moron if you just give your opinion on, like, the Ravens. And I cleaned up a little bit on betting. Your dad told me I wasn't allowed to bet anymore against the fans, because, you know, they told me that the Bucs were going to finish with 10 wins, you know, over and under. I had one guy that was, he told me that the Jaguars was going to have a better record than the Bucs at the end of the year. You know, he'd sit there and argue with me that the Bucs were worse than the Jaguars, you know, the Ravens. You know, you sit there, and if you believe in something, just like the Lightning, everyone hates on the Lightning. You know, you give your opinion, and then they sit in there and they're like, oh, yeah, you know, the Baltimore's the best team. And, you know, like Canadians, oh, yeah, the Canadians are coming back. And, you know, I believe that some of the NHL experts were trying to say that the Canadians were going to take this 4-2. So
yeah, I saw a couple of predictions that said we're going to lose in like six games. I'm like, wow.
I mean, are they not watching the games? I mean, I understand the Islanders were better. Holy crap. Hold on. Let's see here. Let's see if we can take this one. Hello? Hello?
Hello.
Oh, there we go. Look at that. Our phone lines are blowing up right now. What's up?
Lummy, what's up?
How's it going? 941.
Yeah, this is Ubian.
Hey, what's up, Ubian?
Good. How you guys doing?
Great. Just hanging out with Tiz, kind of shooting the shit, talking a little sports. We're going to head on down, to the hockey game and see what's going on.
Go Bolts.
Go Bolts.
And I liked how you were talking about the Dolphins earlier. I'm a Dolphins fan.
There you go. See? Yeah, I got some Dolphins people out there that know what I'm talking about. They got a good team.
I'm very scared about old X-Man, though. I think he's going to hold out.
Really?
Yeah. Hmm.
Why do you think that? Just because
he wants more money.
I was going to say, just because of the different positions and the different, everyone kind of sitting out there.
Well, I don't know about that. I think he's kind of pissed because, Byron got more money than he did, and he got what, 10 picks last year, and I think he thinks he's the man and he wants more money. That's what it is. And he's like, fuck it, I ain't gonna play.
I think he'll probably hold out during the mini camp, but probably show up before preseason. You know how that goes. Everyone that's been holding out recently, it's kind of backfired on them. I mean, look at Bell and all those guys that wanted to sit out. Especially, I'm curious about those guys that sat out during COVID and how they're going to bounce back now. Sitting out that whole year, you work out, but it's not like game speed. So I'm wondering how many of those guys can bounce back.
I can see some of those guys probably not making some teams too. I can see the coaches are like, you guys kind of quit. I know it was COVID, but we don't really need you guys.
Yeah. Well, I think a lot of guys lost respect for those. Everyone went through the season. Most of the guys, they didn't catch COVID and got through it. So I could totally see, they kind of probably maybe lost respect for him.
Yeah, I agree.
But I'm going Dolphins. I think the Dolphins are going to be right up the Bills' ass this year. I think they're going to be right there. I think they're one or two players short of really, giving the Bills a hard time.
Well, I really hope so. I am a Bucs fan too, unfortunately, kind of, I guess.
What's wrong with the Bucs?
Well, the Bucs play the Dolphins this year too, and up here in Tampa.
I'm going to that game.
Yeah, we're going to the game too. Ashley's a Dolphins fan, so we're going to go to the game. Hopefully, little Walker stays in the belly and doesn't pop out before that one.
It's going to be really close.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, actually, I thought wasn't that game? That's a week later, right?
Yeah. Well, a kid can stay in the belly.
Well, I mean, I got three kids. I mean, once you can't really do anything, Lemmy. I mean, the mom has to take care of the baby. I mean, you're just kind of sitting there. I mean, Bubba knows about that. You can't really do anything. So you might as well just go to the game.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, true.
Yeah.
I think the Bucs beat the Dolphins 31-17.
You're probably right. I mean, I'd like to see a little bit higher scoring. I'd like to see Tua maybe get into a shootout with Brady. And
oh, come on. Yeah, Tua's not going to do that. He threw five picks in his first practice.
Well, that was practice. That's not a real game.
That is true. It's practice. So we're talking about practice now. Practice, practice, practice.
All right, guys. Love your show. Thank you.
Thanks, man.
Thank you.
727.
God dang, Lummy.
What's up?
It's the boss.
What?
It's Bubba.
Oh, hey, Bubba.
Hey, Lummy.
Hi, Dad.
Hey.
Oh, did this sound like your dad, Tyler?
Yeah, I knew it was him right away.
I couldn't hear him. Sorry, Bubba.
Jesus, Lummy, you're either drunk or you're on some slow adult pills tonight, buddy.
Usually I would figure you'd call the hotline.
There's a lot of things to talk about. Chip Ganassi sold his NASCAR team today. Who does Tyler like in the playoffs? I know he likes the Bucks a little bit. Milwaukee Bucks and the Greek Freak. He knows a lot about them. I mean, God, Lummy, you're not prepared at all.
Well, I had some the football stories, and we were going to talk a lot about hockey. The basketball talk usually isn't on my radar. And then the baseball, I'm kind of by myself on the baseball.
How long are you guys on the air till?
We were going to do probably about 5:15, 5:20. Tyler said it's really crazy to get down there, and he's going to head down to the plaza. So we were going to.
Yeah, I just go ahead and wrap this up.
All right.
Pretty much sucks.
Well, Tyler carried it.
Really, Tyler's strong as hell.
Exactly.
I do a good job.
He jobbed Tyler right out, man.
Well, you know, I didn't try to job him out. Just trying to, keep things flowing.
Did you write any notes?
Yeah.
You did, buddy?
Yeah. I got my notes here, but we went through those. My baseball notes my baseball notes kind of got crossed out there, so we moved on to the other stuff.
Okay, well, you guys did a really good job.
Thank you, Bubba.
Thank you.
Maybe Tyler should do it with his girl 1 week. You know, let me have you stay home or something.
Okay. All right. Yeah, whatever you need, Bubba.
Or whatever you want to do, buddy, okay?
All right. I appreciate it.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Bye. Well, Tyler, I'm sorry. Sorry that I jobbed you out, buddy.
You didn't job me out, Lummy.
I mean, I was expecting you to know all about the Rays. We were going to break down their minor league systems.
I know about the Rays. What are you talking about?
No, I'm just kidding. From single A to double A to triple A.
Oh.
No, I just kind of wanted to, we deep dove into hockey, you know, with the Stanley Cup. I'm sorry, I'm just not a big basketball guy. I can't stand basketball, man. It's all three-pointers.
I mean, I like it, but it's okay.
I've tried to watch it. Like, my dad bets on a lot of basketball, so I'm stuck, you know, during holidays and things like that watching basketball, and it's just tough. It's like I'm just used to the 90s. Michael Jordan air, you know, with the Knicks and even with the little Celtics and the Lakers, or, you know, Bird and Johnson. And I just try to get into it now. And I just feel like it's just a totally different game.
Yeah, it's gotten really, really soft. It's not what it used to be.
Like, I mean, I've seen that's what, like a 136 to 128 game all around those different, you know, times. I don't know. Like you said, I feel like they're soft.
Oh yeah, for sure. It's, you know, if somebody touches you, it's basically a foul.
But I feel like a lot of the sports are changing. You said NASCAR has changed since, you know, what, 10 years?
Yeah.
And then you got NBA's changing. They're trying to change MLB now. The NFL is changing. Realistically, besides just a small amount of rule changes, which aren't even that bad. NHL kind of is the same. They're kind of still letting it eat. And I think that's why I started really getting into hockey more. Like, it seems like more of a man sport.
Yeah, because that's basically the only sport you see people dropping the gloves and, you know, hitting each other. You know, and there's like somebody fighting each other like every 2 minutes. So it's, I don't know, it's cool. It's a lot more physical than any other sport that you'll probably see out there. Maybe soccer. Well, I mean, I don't really watch soccer, but I don't know. Probably not soccer, but hockey's like the most physical sport you'll probably see.
I mean, you even got the Olympics going on, and I found the Olympics. I mean, Ashley's a swimmer, so I was watching the swimming trials or whatever, and I found that more interesting than some of the sports that are bigger right now. I mean, are you going to watch the Olympics when it's on?
I mean, I'll watch some of it. Like, they're talking about getting hockey on the Olympics, but I don't think that's going to happen.
Yeah. They're trying to get baseball too. I really don't want to pick up this last call before. Are you familiar with Tampa Terry?
Yeah, I heard of them.
You heard of them? We can pick up Tampa Terry for our last call of the show. Oh, look at that. Tampa Terry, you're just not there, brother. Oh, he forgot to hit his star 67, I think.
What a jobber.
863. I think this is a race. I think this
is Lummy.
Yeah.
Hey, Lummy.
What's up?
You doing them, you're doing a fucking great job, man. I got to tell you that. And Tyler, Dizzy, you're doing a great fucking job, too. I know Bubba's on his, he's on his way out with his TT Nun Nights right now. So, you know what I'm saying. He's on his way. I'm halfway there, too, myself.
Oh, you don't sound like it at all.
No, bullshit. Don't fuck with me right now, because I know where I am.
I don't know where you're at, but I know where I'm at.
So, I'm a Boston Bruins fan. You know,
I'm sorry.
Wow.
Yeah.
Sorry.
You just ruined it.
It's all right. It's all right. Now, listen, I spent 14 years in Lakeland, Florida. I sold my house last 2 years ago down there. So, I mean, I cheer for the Lightning if they're not playing the Bruins. So, I'm with you guys on this trip, but. I don't know. The Canadians are one of those teams that I swear to you that I want nothing more than death to every one of their players. Like I hate Montreal and the Bruins are every bit of just hatred. So I'm so happy that it's the Lightning in there to just give me that happiness of punishment, because I don't see any way around it. The Lightning are going to win this.
So what do you think? What's the series going to be? What do you think? You agree with us that it ended in five?
I don't know. I didn't. I just tuned into the show. I didn't hear that. But you think you're saying ending in five?
Yeah, 4-1 Lightning.
I would hope. Yeah, I would hope. I don't know. Montreal's got that fucking stupid ass Canadian bitch that comes in there and they're just like, and they fuck everything up every time. So I would say maybe in six.
Yeah. Listen, I'll take it in seven. As long as the Lightning win, that's all I care about. Get us the cup.
Yeah, No, Lightning are taking the cup. Lightning are taking the cup. We match, the Lightning match up way better than. With the Canadians than they would ever with the Vegas, with the Golden Knights. So
yeah, the Vegas made me nervous.
Yeah, your guys' blessing was for Montreal to beat the Golden Knights in order to get into a situation like this.
Well, I appreciate the call, and go Lightning, and thanks for tuning in, even though it's a little late.
Nah, I don't give a fuck, man. Hey, enjoy you guys yourself. Thank you for putting on a show tonight. It's been great.
Thank you.
All right, man. Take care. Tyler, hey, keep it up.
Thank you.
Well, Tyler, I appreciate it. That was our last call. We might as well try to get down there.
Yeah.
I mean, you're good with that, right?
Whatever you think, Lummy.
I mean, I know that you got down there at 5:30 and it was such a bitch to get in.
It wasn't too bad.
Well,
I mean, it's crazy out there, though.
I know. I do appreciate you sitting in. I hope you had fun.
I did.
I hope it wasn't too bad for you.
No, I enjoyed it.
So, thank you, every single person, for tuning in. Thank you, Tyler, again. This has been the Sports Show with Lummy and Tiz. Go Lightning. Don't forget Bubba, everyone. Redbeard, 898, 200 bits. Mike Letier with 100 bits. Don't forget to tune in 6 a.m. I'm sure Bubba's going to get into everything that happened today in court. Bubba's Block Party with 100 bits. Thank you, everyone, again. Go Lightning. See ya.